This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The CEO of Norfolk Southern testifies about that horrible train derailment in Ohio. While he's testifying on the Hill, another one derails in Alabama. Luckily, not leaking anything toxic that we know of anyway. Tick, tick, tick. The clocks will, go back. Daylight savings time happens on Sunday. And it ends November 5th. Will the nightmare end for us, and will we get standardized time in the next year or two? Who knows? Because it's still a tug of war on the Hill, but it's interesting to talk about it, at least briefly anyway. We got the man cave and the woes of Tiger Woods locking out his girlfriend. Oh, so cold. She thought she was going on a vacation, packed up her bags, and was to never return because she was told by his people, "You've been locked out." She wants $30 million. And I think he wants to keep a lid on whatever the Pandora's box is, if there is one, but doesn't want to see his personal life dragged through the mud again. We'll see what happens this time around. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us as always. Let's talk about what happened today with this Norfolk Southern CEO. Easy bipartisan ship going on back and forth with the grilling of Alan Shaw, because who's not going to jump all over him and the company for what happened in this disaster? Of course they're going to do it, but it was very strange that shortly before he began speaking about the renewed commitments to rail safety, another one of his trains derailed in Alabama. Oh my. So this derailment, the main focus of what happened last month, has left people sick. Animals definitely died, and people are wondering if it's safe to still stay in the place they've lived in for generations. It's that kind of place, Palestine, Ohio. Committee members spent a lot of the time just grilling Shaw on questions of how much support the company's going to pledge to the community, what they're going to do to lead the industry away from the kinds of practices that have resulted in disasters, like the one that happened in the beginning of February. He over and over and over and over again promised company support to the people affected, said that the company will do everything they can to make railroads safer for the workers and the public. It's interesting, Senator Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey Jr. and J.D. Vance, all from Ohio, challenged Shaw to support the bipartisan rail safety bill, which, among other things, calls for stronger safety standards for all trains carrying hazardous materials and expands the standards to trains not deemed high hazard, and then also calls for a minimum of two-person crews on freight trains. And that's an area that's sticky because a lot of times they don't have that, right? And part of this derailment thing is, and one of the things that Sherrod Brown said, is that after the train derailment, he said the company followed the Wall Street business model, boost profits by cutting costs at all costs, and the consequences for places like East Palestine be damned. So that's the thing. Precision scheduled railroading is cost saving. That's what it is. That's what they call it. They call it precision scheduled railroading. And they cut jobs and they consolidated dispatch centers, so trains haven't been as safe because you have fewer workers who have less time to manage bigger trains. And it was interesting to hear what Vance had to say. He, you know, he's the guy who ran on working class America and, you know, it's about the safety and all of that. And he asked the question, do we do the bidding of a massive industry that is embedded with big government, or do we do the bidding of the people who elected us to the Senate, into the Congress in the first place? So Shaw pledged again and again and again that, you know, they would do everything they could. But it's so much broader, I think, as to what happens. You know, what happens with the implementation of updated electronic brakes? as opposed to the Civil War era brakes that are generally used on freight trains now. Did you know that? That's kind of old technology. And but it's true. That's like what they've got on them. So, yeah. I mean, you get the problem of the paid sick leave. There's a lot of disparity in the rail industry. And we're seeing now the repercussions of it, frankly. So will they stick to it? Will Shaw stick to trying to help the people? And moving forward, what are they going to do? And it seems like, you know, it's like that whole karma thing. There was another derailment the other day. So you've now have had two in Ohio. You just had this one in Alabama. You had the terrible one in East Palestine. It is Russian roulette on the rails out there. Crazy. All right, daylight savings time. You like it? You hate it? Does it not really affect you? I think it affects you because I can't imagine that somebody says, oh, no big deal, because it creeps up on us. That's part of what happens. So to spring forward into daylight savings time, you do that Sunday at 2 a.m. And it's weird. You know, people will say, well, you just have to start kind of adapting ahead of time, you know, waking up earlier and doing, getting ready for the change, and you have your body's circadian rhythms. What circadian rhythms? I don't think I have those. I don't know about the rest of you, right? What clock? What are we talking about? So I guess prepping in advance would be good, and theoretically it could work, I say, but I think that some people are just tired of the flipping back and forth. So is it better to get more, to get morning bright light for 20 to 30 minutes sooner after waking up, increase bright light exposure at home or school or work for some people anyway, for the rest of the morning? Is what's the strategy for night owls, right? What's the strategy for third shifters? I think the thing is that so many of us struggle with sleep, period. And then just on focusing on daylight savings time and standardized time and all of that, there's the confusion that happens that, you know, the majority, by the way, of the United States observes daylight savings time. Not every spot, by the way. So you lose an hour for one day, and then it does what I said. You get up earlier in the morning, you get more daylight, if that's your thing. And then in the evening, same thing, more daylight in the evening during the summer months. I think that some people are just mixed about it. So there is the argument about making it official, keeping daylight savings time. We don't flip around. That's it. Let's just make it permanent. And there was so much discussion about this that it seemed like a couple of years ago, oh, okay, that this is what's going to happen. And there's been a push for this for a long time. Senator Marco Rubio is one of them leading the charge recently anyway. He's been a proponent of making the clock change permanent, and he led to push to pass the bill that we're talking about, the Sunshine, you know, Protection Act, basically. But, you know, it passed the Senate, but flopped in the House. So we still have the flipping back and forth. All right, coming up, we're going to the man cave.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, we are.
Man cave, man cave, man
cave. In the man cave, a.k.a. Whoa Man Cave. And boy, there's some interesting things to talk about, so let's just dive on it. If we were hanging out together and talking about what's coming up with Selection Sunday and who's going to be in the tournament for College Hoop, that'd be a lot of fun. Talking about Syracuse is done with Jim Boeheim. That's the end of a legendary career and what's up next. And boy, we're starting to see some legends go. Because they've been there forever. He's been there forever. I don't know that he would have gone. I mean, they pretty much is like, they're like 47 years. Okay. 47 years is a long time. That is job security. All right. There was no security for Erica Herman. Who is she? That's Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend. Somebody that he gushed over when he was in that single car accident and almost died and really injured his back even worse and almost lost a limb. Crazy what happened in California. And she was at his bedside and he thanked her by name, mentioned her, all that kind of stuff. So 6 years was it. It was before the 7 year itch. They aren't a couple anymore as of October of 2022. But what's interesting is there's a little bit of trickery to get her off the property. What happened was that the people that work for Woods Trust convinced Erica Herman to pack belongings for a short vacation. But when she went to the airport, that's what she did. They told her, whoops, you've been locked out of the house. Yes. So she is fighting back. The ex-cheerleader who went to the University of Central Florida and grew up in South Florida and met Tiger Woods because he lives in that area. So she is looking for $30 million, and she filed court documents to nullify the NDA she signed at the beginning of her and Wood's relationship. So, you know, the non-disclosure agreement, you're not going to give any details of what's happening here. You're out of it. And anyway, the part of the whole deal is the $30 million. So because of not living there and all of that, we'll see how this all ends up in court. Some say just pay her the money because she's seeking $30 million for wrongful eviction and suing the trust. And then this way you just put the lid on all of the Pandora's box. But I don't know that they're going to do that. We'll see where this all ends up. It's never dull when it comes to Tiger Woods, that's for sure. And it's, of course, it's a messy split. I'm just not shocked by that, right? Speaking of messy in a different way, Aaron Rodgers is going to speak at the Psychedelic Science Conference. Yes, it's true. You never know what's coming out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth, the quarterback, longtime quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, who, by the way, could end up becoming a Jet. It looks like that anyway. They are certainly hoping that they're going to get him to jump to the Jets. And they and the Jets think that they're on the brink of trading for Aaron Rodgers. They've talked to him, etc. So the Psychedelic Science Conference, what is he going to talk about? Remember, he extolled the virtues of ayahuasca, that tea that includes a psychoactive tea that includes DMT, a hallucinogenic drug. So that is, I think that's one of the things that is believed that he'll talk about, because he talks about what it has done for him. And I'm assuming that may be, and that I think according to the material from that conference, they're assuming that, that's what he's going to talk about. So after a disappointing season with the Packers, they missed the playoffs. The 39-year-old could be going to the Jets. This is like a major point in his career, inflection point in his NFL career. And then in the meantime, he's speaking at this conference. What else is happening in the world of sports worth mentioning here? Includes, when we talk about who could go where, it's interesting. I was reading a story about Odell Beckham Jr., the free agent wide receiver. He's holding a workout for NFL teams tomorrow in Arizona. He missed all of this past season because of a torn ACL that happened in last year's Super Bowl. He did go on a free agent tour. He visited the Giants, the Cowboys, the Buffalo Bills late in the season. The Giants are going to be there for the workout because they want to see how he is since the injury. And there may be others that are there too to watch him. It seems like he's the magic man. Like, he certainly was for the Rams, and he was leading up to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl before he planted his foot awkwardly and reached for his knee, but he still had 3 catches and 52 yards and a touchdown before that injury. So he was a big part of them getting there. He's had a wild ride in his NFL career. I mean, you can go back to 2014, and he had at least 1,300 yards receiving and double-digit touchdowns in each of his first three seasons. But then he had all kinds of weird things happen, shenanigans, if you will, and injuries that led to some deals. And I don't know, he's matured a little bit. And it was just an injury thing with him. So I think somebody will pick him up. Who? I don't know. But I do think that someone will say, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it because we need someone like OBJ to come in and get us just over the hump. We need that extra receiver. So that could happen for him. I talked about the brackets. It is bubble watch time, and this is the championship week, and all the champions are being crowned, and so who gets in, who doesn't get in. You know, we're at the quarterfinals and beyond, and some of these, Arizona knocked off Stanford 95-84 in the Pac-12 tournament in the quarters. You had also in the quarters for ACC, Clemson just easy with NC State, 80-54. Texas beat Oklahoma State, 61-47. That's in the quarters in the Big 12. I think I mentioned that. Vandy beating LSU, 77-68. SEC action, that's second round. Maryland, easy time with Minnesota, 7-54 in the second round of the Big 10. And also in the quarters of the Big 12, on the other side of that, TCU, they have a solid team, knocked off K-State 80-67. This is kind of a fun time. If you haven't been paying attention to college hoops at all, the whole bracket thing, I think, made it much more exciting for people that really didn't care. Maybe you cared about an alma mater, or you had a kid or a nephew or niece or somebody that went to a certain school, so you kind of paid attention to it, or you live in the area of a school. A lot of times people in certain towns and areas adopt the school as their own because they're neighbors. That happens a lot. And so they're cheering on whatever that team happens to be. There's going to be some coaches that are out after X amount of seasons where they don't make the tournament or they've struggled. Patrick Ewing, big name, out as Georgetown men's basketball coach. He's not going to return. The school announced that on Thursday. He's one of the greatest college basketball players of all time while he was at Georgetown. And he was the head coach of his alma mater for 6 years. He finished with a 75-109 record. And he had never been a head coach at any level prior to jumping in, you know, succeeding John Thompson at Georgetown. So the Hoyas are looking for a new coach for that team. There are other openings as well. Cal also looking for a new coach as they fired Mark Fox after four seasons. The Golden Bears finished their season Wednesday with the first round Pac-12 tourney loss to Washington State. So they were 3-29 on the season. Just terrible, terrible season. So of course they're going to make a switch there. There have been some interesting names that have popped up, like UC Santa Barbara's Joe Pasternak. His name's come up. He's a good coach. San Jose State's Tim Miles is another name that's come out too, has come up as a possibility. So that's how the ball turns on the hardwoods of college hoop. Got to get those wins, and you can't keep amassing enough losses year after year because of all the money. You think about all the money that's pumped into those programs. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, a conversation with Dave Lassom and then Carol Romeo. You don't want to miss that. Two great authors.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Well, I'm going to introduce you to someone who's really fascinating. He's been 39 years, think about this, on the seas, so to speak. When you look at the Royal Australian Navy, that was a big part of Dave Lassom's life. And the book that he's written is called Meet Dave Lassom, The Man for the Job. We're thrilled to have him with us here on America Tonight's Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney. Dave, thanks for coming on.
My absolute pleasure.
Let's talk about the book and what made you decide. I think friends were prompting you to write it, and maybe that was part of the push. But when you actually dove into it and you had to go back and look at your life, was it challenging, rewarding, all those things? What was that like?
It was very much all of those things. It was rewarding from the point of view that I was remembering some of the great times I had as a sailor and as an officer, both at sea and on land. And also it was challenging because some of the things that I've been a part of were quite traumatic, and including the Bali bombings, the earthquakes and tsunamis. I was involved sometime after those, but a lot of earthquake assistance I was part of, and those harder things were quite hard to write, and I did take my time, and if I felt perhaps upset by it, I would stop and come back to it at a later time after and having a writing on something else, because I think that was the best way for me to do it. It helped me writing about these things, and I didn't want to lose that and just make myself feel terrible all the time, because that's not no way to go. But if you do it bit by bit and just lead up to it, and when, as I said, when I started to feel a bit upset or the memories were a bit harsh, I'd just stop, go and do something else, and then come back. And it might be even a couple of days later to work on it and get the job done.
Yeah, you mentioned tsunamis and earthquakes, and boy, you saw it all in those 39 years. And you said the Bali bombing in 2002, and who doesn't remember that? And boy, you must have seen a lot. What? And I know you go deeper in the book, but for people listening, tell us a little bit about what that was like to deal with, especially from the medical point of view. What was that like to deal with the people that were victims in it?
It was quite traumatic, but it was one of those things when you find you're a part of it and you instantly want to help. It's one of those things that's big in the Defence Force. If we see people in harm's way, helping is the big way, and especially the medical staff. I was in Darwin at the time, which is in the north of Australia, and we were the closest capital city to Bali, which is in Indonesia, of course. And we were to be the centre point of the evacuation of Australian personnel. And as part of the three-man medical team in the headquarters that I was in, I had to administer this whole detail. So we had aircraft coming in from the southern parts of Australia, Hercules, C-130s, to transport patients. And, of course, we had to organise a whole lot of blood transfusions, IV fluids, all other medical bits and pieces to go in the planes to go over. And then when the patients all came back, we had 64 people come back by Hercules. They all had to be checked, logged in, so we didn't basically lose anyone, and then sent to Royal Darwin Hospital at the same time. Now, that was my job, and then I had to hand them to the ambulance people. Once all that was done, I would go to the hospital, recheck everybody was still there and how that was going, and we did unfortunately lose some people. Some people passed away in the hospital. But then within 24 hours, we had to turn around and get them back onto aircraft and fly them to other parts of Australia. Darwin at the time was, it's a small city and it didn't have the infrastructure to handle all of this, but they did a fantastic job in what they could do. And with the military's help, we got them the patients in and out very rapidly and got them down to the rest parts of Australia. Some of the things, as you can imagine, were horrific. People with limbs blown off, and it was like, and I know people use this term all the time, it was like a war zone. Well, it actually was. There were some critically injured people, and a lot of them survived, and a lot of them survived because of the help they initially got in Bali, but then the ongoing treatment back here in Australia as well by the ADF people and the civilian doctors who worked on that. And I think one of the world first burns doctors in Perth, she had invented a new type of skin covering that was used on a lot of these patients for the first time, and that worked wonders. So we had a whole lot of things going on, and it was quite traumatic to see. And it did stick in your mind, but it's one of those things where you just get on the job and do it and worry about those other things later on.
Yeah, and in your book, and I think it's so helpful to so many people that I think they'll read and enjoy hearing your adventures. Some of them were fun, some of them were rough, but you also are very honest about PTSD, and certainly that's not something that you wanted to go through. How do you come out on the other side? How challenging is that?
Those who are diagnosed with PTSD often don't want to tell anyone to start with, especially if you're in defence, because it looks like you may lose your job is one of the things. If you come out and say you're not well, sometimes it can cause you to lose your career and you might not like that. But I'd been around a fair while, obviously, at the time, and my staff picked up on the fact that I wasn't well. I'm a fairly outgoing sort of person, and I was quite introverted and not not doing terribly well when they spoke to me about it. And I went and got medical help. Now, that was a big step, but was the best step I ever took. And I do often speak to even past veterans who have got these sorts of things. And I say, look, I've got it. I talk about it openly. Yes, it's a mental health issue, but if I don't talk about it, I bottle it up, and you know what that's like. And you can go off the deep end at any time. It has been hard, but I spoke to the young people all the time, and I actually still go to some schools that invite me to come and talk to them and talk about it. It's one of those things that if you go to war, in inverted commas, you come back and you've got your arm blown off or something like that, you can see what's wrong with you. Oh, yes, he's come back with that. But all of us, and I'll say 99%, but come back and they have a mental health issue with these things, because that changes you. These sorts of things do actually change you. And we need to talk about it, because it stops, well, it helps to stop things like suicide and veteran suicide. I'm sure in your country as well as over here is a huge problem, and we have to try and stop that as best we can.
Yeah. Tell me about the importance of dogs in your life.
One of the things that I've always done to try and just, when you want to get away from things and do something different, I got into dog showing back in 1988, I think it was. And then we started breeding. I had bearded collies at the time, and we've got Papillons at the moment. And dogs are great. They're loyal and all that sort of good stuff. And they want to, they just take your mind off being in the Navy and doing stuff. And I always used to push this with my staff and my trainees when I used to teach medicine, that you can do other things. You're not stuck in the Navy 24/7. Even though we're on call and all that sort of good stuff, but there's plenty of time to go and do other things. You don't have to do dogs or do whatever, but you can be in all sorts of clubs and Rotary and all these sorts of things. So you can do other things. And I used to push the point that I could breed good dogs, and I'd even bring my dogs to work on the odd occasion, and everybody got a bit of a kick out of that, especially me. And they've just been a part of my life, and it's great, because if I have a bad PTSD day, I'll just sit on the lounge and I've got my dogs all around me. And now, as I'm sure you're aware, the helper dogs, assistance dogs, are out there and being given to veterans to help them. And I have many friends who've actually got assistance dogs because they've suffered greatly from their service, and the dogs help them no end. So I'm one step ahead because I've been doing that for a while.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Meet Dave Lassen, the Man for the Job, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold? What do you hope they take away, Dave?
That we, or I, just a normal bloke, happened to join the Navy in my country and to serve was part of the reason. And I hope they take away the fact that, yes, I'm normal, but I've done some amazing things and been a part of a great team to do things. And I've also been part of some quite historical things that have gone on. I note in the book that this is my view of what I went through. There will be people who served with me for years who perhaps went through the same actual time frame, but see things differently, and that's okay. But I think they just take away the fact that normal people can do some great things with great teams and teamwork and things like being in the Defence Force. And I know I do spout on a bit about that, but they helped me over the years. And to be honest with you, I don't know what or where I would be now if I hadn't joined, even though at the time when I did join, I had no idea what I was getting into.
Well, your book is fascinating, and people will love it. Go and get it. Like I said, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Dave Lassen, thanks so much for joining us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pleasure to take you to California for a conversation with Carol Romeo. She's written a book called Expect the Miraculous, a true life story of the extraordinary power of God. And we again are pleased to welcome her to America Tonight's Author's Corner. Carol, thanks for popping on. And wow, the title of this book is you just really spell it out for us. What was the road like for you to writing the book? What made you decide to write the book?
Well, it's really a book of my life. It's really memoir, but it's full of just all of the, you know, the ups and downs in life, all the crazy things that happened, the disabilities and the chronic illness, and just all the ways that God met me miraculously.
Yeah.
And so I broke my ankle and was in a wheelchair, and I was getting ready to market my other books, and God said, all right, write another book. So I said, really, God? He said, really? So, it was blessing me at the same time as I know it's going to bless, you know, others, because we have to remember the bigness of God. We have to remember that he is a miraculous God. Whatever he's doing in that moment, it can be a miracle. It can be a big miracle. It can be a smaller miracle. But God is a miracle-working God. And so I was really excited to write the book, even with my broken ankle. And I was excited to write the book. And we can never choose, you know, what miracle we're going to get, but we can be open to and have our hearts open to whatever God wants to bring us.
Yeah, so and you, let me stop you there. You were open to that. So tell us some of the extraordinary things that you've seen that have happened for you.
Yes. Well, I was a new believer, and I do believe salvation is the greatest miracle there is when the Holy Spirit comes in and we're reborn in God. So I was a new believer, and I heard of this church that was having miracles happen, and I didn't even know what a miracle was. So, but I went down. I was eager to go down, and I'm always eager for more of God. So they called people forward who had a back problem. And so I went forward because I was under chiropractic care, and I was a dancer and was wearing a brace. And so I went down in front for prayer. And I never would have expected what happened to me when they put hands on me and started praying, just simple prayer. And I had one leg that was about 3/4 inch shorter than the other leg. And they asked me right away, do you have one leg shorter? I says, yeah. So they held out my, feet together. And when they prayed, I felt this warm, like feeling like a warm water go through my body. I felt all of the bones in my back change position. Phenomenal feeling. And I watched my leg grow out to meet my other leg. So
wow. When that happened to you, especially like you say, you know, talking about being a new believer, did that just really just must have hit you tremendously hard in a very good way?
Yes, I was stunned. I mean, I was really numb. I was stunned. I was like, is this God? You know, I never heard of this kind of thing happening, you know, and everybody was getting excited in the congregation, and some were coming up to me at the end and saying, oh, I'm so glad that God did that for you. And I was just stunned. And for like 2 weeks, every time I sat down, I measured my legs. So I said, well, let me go to my chiropractor. So I went to the chiropractor and I said, just examine me and tell me what you think, you know? So he examined me and then he said, all right, meet me in my office. So I go in his office and I told him the story, you know? And he says, well, I don't know too much about miracles either, but this basically qualifies as one.
Right. I like how he said that. He qualifies as one. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading the book? What do you hope they're left feeling?
I would like them to increase their faith so that they can see God as a bigger God, and because he is a big God. That it would increase their faith, that would give them hope. And also I share like all of my life before Christ. I mean, I was alcoholic. I was abusive to my children. I come from an abusive family. My husband came from an abusive family. So, I want people to know that state does not keep God away. God came to me when I was an alcoholic and abusive, and changed my life. Absolutely changed my life. And 6 months later, he changed my husband's life. So, I want people to know it's never too late. It's never too late to go to God, and there's nothing too bad that God can't fix.
There's nothing too bad. So, wow, with that background that you had, so for your family and for your children, they must obviously know the change. What do they feel?
Oh, yeah, they're enjoying the change. My son is 55 now, and my daughter is 56. And, they both love God with all their hearts. My son is, he moves in gifts of healing. healing others. So yeah, I mean, it took a while to change for our lives to turn around, even with the miracles. But yeah, they love the fact that we came to the Lord, and they grew up after that in a godly family.
Yeah. For people who are non-believers, and you know, they hear what you're saying and you talk about what happened with your back. For you, is it because that happened to you? Is it just you really want people to know that, gosh, if you would only believe, look at what I've seen? Is it just you must have that thirst for sharing it over and over again?
Oh, I do. I share it all the time. So I share it with my medical staff, my people that are there medically for me. And I share it just wherever I go. I have my books with me. I give out books. It's my favorite thing to do. And I want people to be hungry, to learn that the hunger for God is what kept me going from one place to the next place to the next place. It's being hungry and it's being open to God. You know, we don't earn a miracle. Like people say, well, how do I get a miracle? We don't earn it. There's nothing that we can do to earn it, but we can be open to it and open our hearts to whatever God has in that space and that time for us.
Wow. And so again, the book, Expect the Miraculous, A True Life Story of the Extraordinary Power of God. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And Carol, you mentioned you've got another book coming out, and let's kind of forecast that a little. Tell us about what's up next for you.
Well, the other book is, one of the other books is Be a Powerful Woman of God. And again, I wrote it when I was ill, and God said, write a book. I said, God, do you know that I can write when I'm not sick? I mean, I know he gets my undivided attention during that time, but anyway, he gave me specific, and I was really kind of isolated at that time, really kind of housebound. But he said, I want you to reach out to women, get women's testimonies of one difficulty that they went through and how God met them. So there's 30 different testimonies in that book. And I include some biblical testimonies as well, and some of mine. And it's why I wanted to write that was that women with no name, in other words, we're not movie stars, we're not whatever, our names are not out there, we think we're insignificant, but everybody has a testimony. Everybody that knows God has a testimony. And so, yeah, it's to uplift women and tell them, yeah, you can be powerful through your testimony.
Ah, perfect place to end this. Again, easy to get the book. Carol, thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here with you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.